Books on Tape presents Op Center 5, Balance of Power. Created by Tom Clancy and Steve Pachenik. Written by Jeff Rovin. Read by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. Monday, 4:55 p.m., Madrid, Spain.
"You were way out of line,"
Martha McCall said. She was openly disgusted with the young woman standing beside her, and it took a moment for her to calm down. Then she bent close to Aideen's ear so the other passengers wouldn't hear.
"You were way out of line and reckless. You know what's at stake here. To be distracted like that is inexcusable."
The statuesque Martha and her slight assistant, Aideen Marley, were holding a pole in the aisle near the front door of the bus. Aideen's full round cheeks, nearly as red as her long hair, she tore absently at, with the moist towelette she clutched in her right hand.
"Do you disagree?"
Martha asked.
"No," Aideen said. "I mean, good Lord." "I said no,"
Aideen repeated.
"I don't disagree. I was wrong. Totally and completely wrong."
Aideen believed it, too. She had behaved impulsively in a situation that she probably should have ignored. But like Aideen's overreaction a few minutes before, this dressing down from Martha was excessive and punitive. In the 2 months since Aideen had joined Op Center's political and economics office, she'd been warned more than once by the other three staff members to avoid crossing the boss. Now she saw why.
"I don't know what you needed to prove,"
Martha went on. She was still bent close to Aideen. There was anger in her clipped tone.
"But I never want you doing it again. Not when you're touring with me. Do you understand?"
"Yes," Aideen said contritely. God, she thought, enough already. Aideen had a flashback to a brain...